Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You dial in, and we'll talk about whatever you want. In the meantime, we'll talk about things interesting to us. Got a couple of contradictory kind of stories tonight. One set of parents says it's okay, leave them alone. The other set of parents says crack down even harder. And, of course, we're talking about teenagers and nudity and the Internet. Because in today's world, being a teen, which, Mark, you and I don't understand, Julia has been out of the teenage years for about half a decade now. So we haven't really been into too deep into this texting, sending pictures over the cell phone culture. I know that there are people that are in my generation that are really into it, but it seems like Generation Y, or for lack of a better term, what's the next one? I mean, have they named
Z.
The next?
Z? I don't know.
You know, the younger kids today, whenever you see them in public, they're always on, if they're with their parents, right, they're always on their handheld devices. Have you seen this?
Whether it's, by handheld devices, do you mean MP3 players, Game Boys?
It's all becoming the same. I mean, convergence is essentially sending those handheld devices to all be the same thing. You can get devices that will make cell phone calls and can also play video games and can be a computer, so on and so forth. But, I mean, have you guys observed this as I have? I'm not everywhere that kids are, but when I see them, it seems like they've got something that they're clicking away on.
Well, their parents are boring.
Well, what kid wants to hang out with mom and dad, right? I mean, especially when you're of teenage years. So it's certainly something to get away from mom, even if you have to be in physical presence with her.
I had a friend come to the house today, and she has two girls, both teenagers. So one's like 16 or 17, and one's like 13, 14, something like that. And they don't even come in. They just sit out in the car, and I go out and look, and both of them have some device in their hands that they're fiddling with, and I'm like, well, I didn't expect the car to have two people sitting in it, so it was just kind of a surprise to me. I'd rather go in, but, you know.
Now, Julia, you're in your mid-20s. You deal with, at work a lot, you've got a lot of people you're working with that are mostly younger than you. A lot of them are teenagers. Have you seen this, what I'm talking about, or am I completely off?
No, it's actually kind of a problem at
work. What do you
mean? Oh, well, the kids just always have their cell phones out and are texting their friends and trying to listen to music and doing all these things that they're really not supposed to be doing when they're supposed to be working. So, yeah, I see it a lot.
So, and in the restaurant, if you work in the restaurant business, do you see it where kids are at table with mom and dad and they're, you know, just sitting there playing on their device when they should be eating? That kind of thing. So it's huge, right? I mean, this is big amongst the teenage culture, pop culture. And so inevitably, since these kids are so well connected with one another, they're sharing things with one another, including nude pictures and some pictures that don't necessarily involve nudity, but perhaps are a lingerie shot or something like that. Apparently, this is pretty big. In fact, it's so big that there's been a label applied to it, and that is sexting. Now, I'm still not sure if it's actually the parents that have come up with this term, or the news media, or if it's the teens themselves that came up with it. But either way, it's certainly being thrown around in the news media. And people have been getting in trouble. Teenagers, 14, 15, 16 years old, have been getting arrested for taking and sending nude photos of themselves to, say, a boyfriend or girlfriend, and then it's usually the boyfriends that'll pass it around.
Right.
Then the boyfriends will pass it around to all their buddies. Hey, look at this. And it spreads around, and kids get brought up on criminal child pornography charges.
I think what bugs me the most about that is these kids probably have no clue that there are other kids getting arrested for this sort of thing. So I imagine that comes on as such a surprise. Like, you just send a naked picture, whatever, like all of your friends do, and then one day the principal calls you out of class or whatever, and, hey, you know, this police officer here wants to talk to you. That's scary stuff when you're a teenager.
Absolutely, and this is a serious business. Here's a first story from abcnewyork.com, where the mother of a New Jersey girl whose death inspired the Megan's Law is criticizing prosecutors who charge teenagers with child porn for distributing nude photos of themselves online. Maureen Conca said Thursday that prosecutors are harming the children more than helping them. And if that's not a across-the-board statement that you can make just about government in general, it tends to harm the very people that it allegedly is supposed to be helping. It has a tendency to do this. Her comments came as authorities in Passaic County charge a 14-year-old girl with child pornography for posting nude photos of herself on MySpace.com. If she's convicted, she would have to register with the state as a sex offender under Megan's law. So it doesn't matter that she's under the age of 18. She still would have to be a sex offender for the rest of her life.
How does that make any sense? Doesn't your record normally erase when you turn 18?
So maybe no. It used to be that way.
Sorry.
I don't know.
my crime was committed before I was 18. What they decide is that a crime is either adult or it is juvenile in some way.
So if it's juvenile, then it might get wiped off?
Yes, it
would. Posting naked pictures on MySpace is not juvenile. It's an adult
crime.
Well, okay. Only adults get naked.
And only adults could be child pornographers, apparently. So these teenage girls that are taking nude photos of themselves in the mirror or whatever are being brought up on criminal charges. I mean, so this is really, I mean, you mentioned this being scary to a teenage girl. This is serious business. And it would be something that, in the absence of these government laws, would be no real big deal. Okay, yeah, it's going to be traumatic if the 14-year-old girl's picture gets out onto all the cell phones of all the kids in the grade.
Not necessarily traumatic. I'm sorry, but if you're willing to take a picture naked of yourself and give it to somebody, you need to be willing to accept the fact that other people might see it. And I imagine generally that the kind of people that take naked pictures of themselves are at least somewhat confident with themselves naked.
I don't know. They may just want attention, and they may have a low amount of self-esteem.
She's only saying that they're confident with themselves naked, and it seems...
enough to take a picture.
It's either that or some guy...
Right, if I weighed 500 pounds, I'm definitely not going to be taking any naked pictures of myself.
Well, it's possible they could be pressured into it by some guy going, come on, come on, come on.
You know. That worked on you when you were a teenager, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Not for picture-taking, though.
So I mean, this is really a scary situation, and it's happening... It seems like it's happening a lot. There's not a shortage of these stories out there. So a lot of teenagers are having their lives really harmed, seriously. Whereas, again, the worst that could happen if there was no law associated with this would be that, okay, there'd be a little embarrassment of all the kids in the school seeing you naked, but eventually you'd graduate high school and you'd not probably see many of those kids ever again. A lot of kids move away from the area, and you'd probably it would be very negligible the fact that you were seen nude when you were age 15 in high school. It would not be something that would come up on a job application like it will now with a government record.
It affects where they live too. Well, with a registered sex offender, it depends. You know, child custody. You know, if you break up with your spouse, that's going to matter. Where you live, that's going to matter. A lot of towns have rules that you can't live within, you know, X amount of feet of churches, schools, God knows all kinds of places.
And then they all end up out in, you know, some scummy trailer park that happens to be on the outside edge of all of the various rings, the radii, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, outside the various radii, they will have these essentially scumbag zones where all these guys, and in this case, this young lady, will have to gather if she lives in one of those cities.
You make life, which is already challenging enough, far more challenging for these children.
The rest of the story here is this: Megan's the woman that the Megan's Law was created, or the mom of that lady, says that the girl needs help, not legal trouble.
I don't think she needs help at all. Right. She's fine.
Trying to attract the attention of a male by using your physical wiles. Perhaps that's done by all women that intend to attract men.
This old lady, does she wear makeup? Does she wear push-up bras and low-cut shirts? I mean, women like to make themselves attractive, and like Mark said, it's to pick up dudes.
Toll-free number here.
Doesn't mean she has a problem.
She took the over 30 naked photos for her boyfriend's pleasure, according to the story. 800-259-9231. A sheriff spokesman is saying that more arrests in the case are possible. After all, old boyfriend took a look at him, so that makes him a criminal too, right? It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? first, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Martin, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, free for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, the show is brought to you by
SACL CAI. They're the company to trust when you need collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. It's SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, and it's the top one on the right-hand side, SACL, C-A-I.
800-259-9231, talking about a situation that continues to just expand in this country, and that is the amount of young people being put up on, brought up on criminal charges, sex offender charges, for taking nude photos of themselves and putting them online. And it's such a widespread phenomenon, apparently, amongst young people that it even has its own term. It's called sexting. And
It's called sexting when you post a picture of yourself on MySpace? Or
I guess
just...
it's sexting when you just take a picture and you shoot it over to someone else's cell phone,
right.
like a text message. So you're right. So technically putting it on MySpace is not sexting. But it's all within that category of teenagers sending nude photos of one another to each other.
They're all felonies, baby.
Apparently so. And it's just so sad to see these people having their lives just rolled right over the top of by these prosecutors that want to make it look like they're doing something good, but they're not doing anything that's helping anyone make enjoy their lives or better themselves. There's no victim in this case. It's not like, you know, child pornography. When you hear the term child pornography, I think that what should come to mind, if anything, should be the idea of forcing children into sexual scenes and videotaping or photographing
adults
them.
Forcing children or somebody.
Even if it's a child forcing another child, I think the force is the issue there. If you're talking about a 15-year-old girl voluntarily choosing to take a nude photo of herself, or in this case, 30 nude photos, to send to her boyfriend or to post online, no one forced her to do that. She made that choice all on her lonesome. She did it based on a variety of factors. Who knows? She wanted to make her boyfriend happy. I'm sure it did. And
sorry, naked people are interesting.
She probably didn't think she'd end up in a jail cell because of it.
How could she possibly imagine
now,
that?
Now, how do they get caught doing this? Does somebody turn them in, or are there police officers who their job is to sit and look at little pictures of naked little girls or teenagers?
Well, there are probably police officers whose job it is to troll around for things like that.
Kids are likely, this is the scenario, is kids, you know, like to tell. And if the more people that know, loose lips sink ships, as it were, the more people that know, the more likely some parent's going to get involved. When a parent gets involved and they report it to the police, because God knows there's a picture of a naked child running around, and that has to
be
porn.
It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Yep.
Look at those little girls naked. Online.
I haven't logged into my. I haven't had it on MySpace account in a long time. We've got one for the show, but my personal one, I just closed it down because I just was tired of MySpace. But I have still been around there for the Free Talk Live account from time to time, and I don't know if there's any way for you to specify that photos go to one specific person. As far as if you're posting them, then anybody that if you've got your, I think you can set your profile to either be private or public. And so if it's private, then anybody that's your friend is allowed in to see all of the things that's in your, that are in your profile. So we don't know if this girl had a private or a public profile, but either way, presuming she had more than just one friend in her friends list, her boyfriend, then any of her friends could have been the individual who snitched her out, because a tip went into the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They investigated the case for a month. That's a lot of looking at nudie pictures. Before zeroing in on the suspect, who said she posted the pictures for her boyfriend's pleasure. Anyone who was online friends with the girl through the site or knew her name could see the pictures. So it sounds like they might have been just out in the wide open.
Mm-hmm.
That's just terrible.
What's terrible?
Mm-hmm. Pictures of naked teenagers
this
out
has never
in the
happened
open.
Before, right? I mean, teenagers have never taken photos of them of themselves nude in the history of mankind. And is society going to crumble if this 14-year-old girl were to be allowed to get away with photographing herself nude? Would society crumble? What would be the worst thing that could happen out of that? Can someone answer that question? 800-259-9231. Why is any of this necessary? To anyone out there who could defend this girl being brought up on charges of possession and distribution of child pornography, and I guess she should feel lucky she didn't get brought up on 30 charges because there were 30 photos involved here. Who can defend this? And if so, can you give us your reasons why you think this is a good idea?
I hate that they keep calling it child porn, because a 15-year-old girl is not a child.
No, she's not.
A 5-year-old is a child.
If you're before puberty, in my opinion, you're a child.
She's got boobs.
You could be childlike at age 15. You could be mentally childlike. And I think that the society that we have encourages that, because young people in that age range are basically prohibited from maturing themselves mentally. You can't stop the physical maturation, but as far as maturing mentally is concerned, they're not allowed to go to work. They're not treated like they're young adults. They're treated like they're children.
In school, they're told every minute of every day what they have to do.
You're right. So they're not allowed to make decisions for themselves. They're certainly not in school allowed to decide for themselves what path they want to take. It's all the government. Okay, well, we'll let you choose from our three paths, but you can only choose what we allow you to choose. They're restricted in any in as many possible ways as society has been able to restrict them. And so is anybody surprised when they act childlike? But you're right, Julia. Physically, they are not children, and many of them are mature enough mentally to make these decisions, and even if they're not, the consequences are relatively minimal absent the legal ramifications. If there is some sort of fallout and some kind of some high school drama that pops up as a result of this, it blows over time. High school seems real big and important when you're in high school, but once you're done with high school, you look back on it, and it's, wow, yeah. I considered that. I took that seriously?
What a meaningless place.
Right.
Doing it with a bunch of people doing meaningless things.
So I just want to know from somebody out there who can defend this, why do you support young people being brought up on child porn charges for taking pictures of themselves? Why?
I can't imagine that anybody does.
Sure there are people out there that do.
The people that we associate with, yeah, Mark, you're right. They'd all be okay with the idea of that. I mean, it's their business. It's a private
decision.
I'd venture
to say that most people would think that this is crazy, but there certainly are religious people out there and, uppity, busybody types who think that this kind of stuff is immoral, and they absolutely like this sort of thing. They won't call, though.
No, apparently they won't, because the toll-free numbers are available for them, and it's 1-800-259-9231. But what's immoral about nudity? That's something I've never understood. I mean, just beyond teenagers being nude, the whole religious people, some religious people, having problems with people being naked, I don't get it. If you believe in a God, didn't he create the create the human body?
Well, I might believe in the immorality of it. I'm not sure.
The immorality of being naked?
Well, it's not just the nakedness. It's the sexuality that goes with it and the whole thing. Being trashy, having sex with a lot of people results in bad things. That's why it's immoral.
But that's different from
being
naked and taking a picture.
I don't think anybody should be in jail for it.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're a college-age student, whether it's grad school or undergrad, the Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Your participation's free. They cover meals and housing. The seminars are for people that are just sort of interested in the ideas of liberty, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. It's libertarianseminars.com. So if you want a career in something that's liberty-oriented, they can help.
Let's go to your phone calls. You bring up anything. We'll talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Evening, fellas.
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, for some advice to people who are sending these messages, don't ever, ever, ever include your face in the picture.
It's good advice.
And that probably won't keep the British accredited regency members at bay. If you don't put your face in the picture, if it gets spread around the internet, or it won't get tied to you, and you won't have years of embarrassment because of it.
British accredited regency, that's the Bar Association, right?
Yeah, I find it very important to point that out. Because when you see a picture of the lawyers and you see all their books behind them, go ahead and pull those books out and see where it's copyrighted. It's not copyrighted in the United States. And they didn't start all this crap till after the Civil War. So I think it's really important to say
what
that accurate.
They didn't start all what crap?
This Roman civil law, this lawyer garbage, where common law is no longer around, and you got cops who are basically security guards for the city council and all this garbage. It wasn't really plugged in until after the Civil War. And then all of a sudden now you have to have a lawyer because the judge won't even hear your case if you don't. Or it'll just railroad you right through. And they always seem to decide at one little nifty number anyway. It's just a big game they play. But I think it's really important to make that point that BAR actually stands for British Accredited British accredited regency, and the law books that they use are copyrighted outside of the United States.
I'm not sure why that matters. Why
they're foreigners, and we don't like them.
Yeah, what does it mean that they're copyrighted
outside the United
States? It's a
foreign system incorporated on top of the American system.
Who cares?
I think the legal system, would you agree the legal system's bad?
Yeah.
It's a smear against the legal system.
So if there's a reason why it's bad,
but who cares if they
establish?
What if they established the same system here? It wouldn't make it any better because it was located here in America. It's a bad system regardless of where it was formed.
These lawyers are being deceitful. They won't tell you what BAR stands for. You got to look into it yourself. It's a form of deceit.
They won't tell you?
Well,
yeah, go find a public defender. Ask him what BAR stands for. He'll give you a big line, and he won't ever tell you.
How did you find out? It doesn't just say it in the Wikipedia article?
No, I don't check Wikipedia because I can't trust it.
Oh, God. Wikipedia is one of the best resources for the common man out there. They have all kinds of information for people to access that's, in a format that's uniform, so you sort of know what you're looking at. I think
anything I see on Wikipedia needs to be cross-referenced before I'll...
Well, guess what? On Wikipedia articles, the good ones, there are cross-references at the bottom of the page. You can go check the facts for yourself. Thanks for the call,
Dave.
That's
helpful.
Thanks. 800-259-9231. I guess if you'd looked at Wikipedia for a little while, you probably would have figured that one out. 800-259-9231. So, let's see, just looking at the Bar Association thing. Doesn't really say right out in the front. I'd probably have to dig in pretty deep. All right, we continue with your phone call. Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian, Julia, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to tell you that indecent exposure puts you on the sex offender registry in the state of South Carolina.
I wouldn't doubt it. Then prosecutors don't like that whole indecency thing.
Oh, the thing is, you get drunk and you see a dog at a fire hydrant, you're going to one up them. Next thing you know, you got to go to everybody's house when you move into a neighborhood and say, well, I need you to sign this so you know that I'm a sex offender and da-da-da.
Yeah, the sex offender regulations are insane, and they continue to get worse. I mean, we're to the point where they're about ready to install video cameras in every sex offender's house just to make sure they're being good. I mean, we were talking recently about getting passwords from all sex offenders so that they can't have any privacy ever again in their entire lives. It never stops. The amount of regulations they want to just put down upon these people, it's just so outrageous. These are people that deserve another chance at making a better life for themselves, just like anybody that makes a mistake. And they're treated like they're all going to continue being criminals.
At the very least, you want to go after the ones that are real sex offenders as opposed to ones that, indecent exposure. That's just silly. Urinating in public, silly.
Any other thoughts, Steve?
No, sir.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I asked for some people to call in if they were listening. And they probably are listening, but as you said, Julia, they likely won't call. Call in to explain to me why it is this 14-year-old girl should be charged with child pornography for taking nude photos of herself. I would love to hear from you. Now, they are out there, because if you look at the newspaper article at abcnewyork.com, there are 224 comments on that article, and I can guarantee you a quick scan of these comments is definitely revealing that some people have some very strong feelings in favor of this kind of enforcement. One guy says, I agree. I really think that she should be charged. Maybe this will stop other young girls or boys from doing this. Mm. I believe her parents should also be charged with neglect because they should have been aware of what the daughter was doing.
This is so silly. The idea that your child, that you're neglectful if your child can get alone, your teenage child can get alone with a camera?
And an internet connection?
Good Lord in heaven. That's going far. Yeah. I mean, just because his kids are grown and gone and he didn't have to deal with the internet, it's silly.
It is sick. And it's just the standard American mentality that is inculcated in us from day one in government schools. And, I don't know if it's day one, but it's in government schools. It's inculcated that if you want to solve what you perceive to be a problem, just pass laws, hurt people until they stop. That's what it is, and that's what this person is saying. Well, I think that they should be charged because it'll stop. Maybe it'll stop other young girls or boys from doing this. Right.
Because kids are so tuned into the news.
Right, yeah. A lot of kids have newspaper subscriptions, right? Oh, no, wait. No, people over the age of 65 are pretty much the newspaper subscribers out there because kids are really just...
Detroit Free Press is going to home delivery only on Fridays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That's another one down.
Good news. Good riddance.
I don't feel the same way. I'm of the opinion that the newspapers are, iconic. I don't know what's going to happen.
I have no objection to newspapers, but the ones that deserve to die, good riddance to them. It's the marketplace at work, Mark. It's creative destruction. Those papers going out of business is a signal that says, hey, we sucked. We weren't able to change our business model effectively enough to roll with the changes in society and technology to the point where we could continue operating at a profit. We suck. Goodbye. Bring somebody else in who can do it right. In fact, I was reading one of the freebie papers around here recently, essentially the fish wrapper paper, where it's just a bunch of advertisements. It's amazing that they can stay in business. But there was an article
something
in there.
While you wait for your food at the restaurant.
Well, there was an article in there about how independent free papers not only have better circulation than the paid papers, but they're doing better in the down economy. So the freebie papers are the ones that are actually out there winning in comparison. They're still down, but like they were saying that the freebie papers are down 6% revenues, whereas the big papers are down like 20-something percent. So I think that the survival of the fittest, it's the marketplace at work, and I support businesses going out of business because if you suck, then you should go out of business and be replaced by someone who can do it better.
Well, I don't know that I support it. I think that people, work there and changing their lives when they didn't feel like it isn't a great feeling. However, I'm not of the opinion that they should be bailed out.
Well, yeah, right. I'm sorry. This is not a surprise. The newspaper revenues have been drifting downwards. In fact, it's probably worse than drifting, falling almost like off a cliff downwards for the last several years. If you didn't see this one coming and you're in the newspaper business, you aren't a very good journalist.
If we're going to switch gears and go after and talk about newspapers and their decline, I'm fine with that. To me, journalism is going to exist if people want it. I don't know what form journalism is going to be delivered in. It doesn't appear as though it's going to be celluloid thrown on your doorstep anymore, though.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We do actually have a story on the sexting topic about parents that want to see a crackdown. These are people that absolutely do support the laws, and they want more of them. We'll get to that coming up.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to IncomeAtHome45.com right now and take control of your future. IncomeAtHome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome45.com. That's IncomeAtHome45.com.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Overfeeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want just by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The feature's free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You can even buy used products if you want to save a few bucks. I bought some headphones recently, as I mentioned last night. Saved about 40 bucks. Buying used through amazon.freetalklive.com, and a percentage of the sale goes to Free Talk Live, whether you're buying new or used. So enjoy over at amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave, Montana.
Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
This 14-year-old girl, I don't think she's responsible. She's got caught up in a sexual experimentation, man. It's like 30 pictures. She was enjoying that. And then at 14, I think you should be allowed to sexually experiment, because I think prudeness on sex causes much of the problems of the real bad guys, because just the whole society on how sex is, it's a shame, really, because, you know, you have adults acting like little kids because maybe they showing something that we all know we got. Everybody got one, you know.
At least one or two.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a very, I think society has never matured in the sex thing. Some Indian tribes have, you know, conquered that problem long ago, you know, because they have, you know, certain rituals of when you're 13 or 14, you know, or 15, and you're responsible now, because out of these acts you could have a child and responsibility. Mm-hmm. But before that, when you can't get each other pregnant, and the experimental is definitely there because we all went through it, and I don't want to hear no denying. They expect the human not to respond to a thing that God gave us, and we should respond to it in an adult, responsible way.
Talking sense, Dave.
Huh?
You're talking sense. I like it.
Yeah, it's not, well, maybe that's why. And you know why? Because the female body is the most expensive,
expensive
thing of selling stuff. And they want people to be immature about it.
I hope that goes on your Wikipedia.
You know what I mean? It's a commodity. Boobs are a commodity. You look at every commercial. You look, you know, the sex appeal sells. Sex sells, you know. So how is that? Because of the prudeness on what they do.
Yep,
they
maintain
this prudeness, and they just cause the price of it to rise.
You've got it, Dave. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. I see what he was saying, and that is that if it weren't for the prudishness of this country, if it weren't for the Puritanism, if it weren't for the sexual repression, then seeing some naked boobs would be no big deal. It wouldn't be sexy if it was more regularly seen, I think, especially as young people are growing up.
The human body is compelling. That's all there is to it, to humans. And I'm sure that, dog bodies are compelling to dogs.
But it's more interesting when you can't see it. You were commenting during one of the breaks. Julia was talking about a new T-shirt she was buying that if you look the right, look at it the right way, you can see
sort of...
It's
not a T-shirt, it's like a polo.
Whatever.
No, it's a button-up shirt that I wear to work. And it's like a nice button-up shirt with a collar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But just over the bust of the shirt, there's two buttons where you can sort of see in if you're at the right angle and see my boob.
Guys, you know what she's talking about here. The shirt will sort of open up at certain, stretch certain
it's
ways.
My hussy shirt, and I get a lot of comments at work about it.
And, it's compelling, right?
But you were pointing out that the reason why it was compelling, you made the comparison between that and Julia perhaps wearing a bathing suit, like... Even though you see more in the bathing suit,
nobody's
going to
stare at a bathing suit. However, in this particular instance, that it's interesting because it's
concealed,
hidden,
right? What's going on in there? You want to see what's happening, even though the same girl may be wearing a bathing suit at the beach, and then obviously people are still going to look at that anyway. But there's just less to be, there's less hidden, and so it's not as interesting. And that's the point I'm making with what Dave was saying about people being sexually repressed. If they're being sexually repressed and they're being told to not explore their sexuality, abstinence, don't touch another human being until you're married to them.
This at the same time where your brain is telling you to touch other human beings.
Yeah.
Because essentially, when you go through puberty at 12, 13, 14 years old, your body's physically maturing and telling you to have sex and reproduce. Because the best time biologically for a woman to bear a child is in her late teens.
Is that so?
Yes, absolutely. That's when inside you're the best at reproducing. That's when childbirth comes the easiest and all those things. Mentally, however, most 15, 16, 17-year-olds, 20-year-olds are not ready to have children. One of the consequences of treating kids like kids,
yes,
treating teenagers like their children.
And telling them, no, you can't, no, you shouldn't, don't do this. It just makes them want to go out and learn what it is they're missing, right? And then they're going to go and they're going to learn those things by learning them from their other friends who also don't know anything about it, instead of actually learning them from adults that have experience in this and being encouraged to experiment, but safely, having all of these things, the safety factors explained to them like they were adults, like they were growing into adults, instead of just now, don't do it.
I have zero respect for any adult who cannot talk about sex in a serious and mature manner. It disgusts me. I just cannot believe that there really are adults out there who still giggle and get uncomfortable when talking about sex.
Speaking of that, you forgot to call your mom today.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Julia's mom spells sex.
S-E-X.
Right, that's
the S word.
S-E-X. It's that kind of mentality, right? That's what we're talking about here. That's where Dave was coming from. So I think that, something else to point out is that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, right? So all of the sexual repression that goes on, I think...
has consequences.
Actually has consequences in that the people that... that essentially act out sexually, they maybe become sexually deviant or whatever that means.
Yeah, I was a hussy
means.
When I was a teenager.
A hussy?
Yeah.
Meaning?
I don't know. I had a lot of sexual experiences when I was a teenager, and not all of them were safe or smart, And I don't think I would have done that if my mom maybe would have talked to me a little bit about sex. I was terrified to talk to my mom about sex.
I think that's a relatively lightweight kind of consequence. I think that there are people that have, you know, that grew up in households that were much more restrictive than yours, right? Now, imagine growing up in a very religious household, right, where there were even far more restrictions on your behavior and sexuality wasn't even broached in any way. I think that there are people that will go even further down the road and, you know, possibly get into hurting people and really bizarro, what most people would consider bizarro and really dangerous sexual practices. Perhaps that's one of the responses to people being really repressed, is they go really far in the other direction and go and explore very strange sexual realms as a result of that repression. So maybe a lot of the extreme sex stuff wouldn't be as popular if there wasn't such an extreme amount of repression on the other side. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I do. I think sexuality is really complicated.
I'm not saying it wouldn't exist.
Right.
I'm just saying I think that there are people that go as far in the other direction as they can because they were cracked down on hard by their parents and clergy and in this case government, in this case these governments taking these children, that's a problem, right? We've been trained to believe that teenagers are children, taking these teenagers and hurting them.
What I see in these laws, that are being used to take young girls to take pictures of themselves and call it child porn, is the idea behind child porn is that a child is powerless or less powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, charging them as an adult for taking pictures of themselves and distributing that is dichotomous. You can't say that this person is powerless and then powerful enough to exploit their powerlessness. I mean, what? That doesn't make any sense.
ABCNewYork.com, the comments on the story of the 14-year-old girl being arrested and charged with child pornography. Another commenter says that, I'm wondering how a 14-year-old girl managed to put nude pics on her website without her parents finding out.
Ridiculous.
Really?
Do these people not have children? Do they not have?
Yeah.
They never been children?
They must have not been children, or they must have been total losers when they were children, because I hid a million things from my parents.
And then he trots out this old favorite. She did break the law. Ignorance is no excuse. You jerk. 800-259-9231 to suggest that anybody could possibly be cognizant of what the law says is absolutely absurd on its face. But people just parrot off that phrase because that's what they've heard.
Well, yeah.
Like it means something.
They're dumb little minor birds. That's all they do is repeat the crap they've heard.
Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.